Revelation chapter 15. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, teach us tonight, Lord. Guide us in this. Thank you for being so faithful. Thank you for being our comforter. Thank you for being our teacher. Hallelujah. This is the prelude to the bowl judgments, a victory celebration in heaven. How many know that heaven is not a dull place? Heaven is not a boring place. We're not going to be floating around on clouds playing harps. Amen? Looking like little fat babies. When I was a kid, I used to look at that stuff. I said, man, I hope that's not what I'm going to look like. Oh, I hope heaven is not like that, man. I mean, floating around on a cloud will get old after a while, you think, right?
Well, then there's that fat thing, too.
You don't have to worry about it that anymore, right?
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
This is the time of the outpouring of God's wrath. I believe this is the final outpouring here that'll be upon the earth. And I saw, verse 1, chapter 15 of Revelation, another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you. Hallelujah. For your judgments have been manifested or revealed. This is the time, speaking here of God's final outpouring of judgment upon the world of the ungodly. The redeemed of the Lord are not going to be recipients of this wrath, as we just read. They are in heaven. They have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. They are rejoicing before the throne of God. Hallelujah. And so there's a celebration of thousands upon thousands of saints. These have come out of great tribulation. They were victorious over the Antichrist. These saints sang this song of Moses. The song of Moses is a song of deliverance. Hallelujah. We have been delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? We've been brought out of bondage by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. They were brought out of Egypt by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. A great deliverance.
Yes.
That word saints means sacred ones. Physically pure, morally blameless, consecrated. These are people that have given themselves to the Lord. They had committed themselves to Jesus. And so when God's people were in bondage in Egypt, five things happened. Number one, God drew a line between them and the Egyptians. How many know that there is a line of demarcation between you and your enemies in Christ? There is a thing called a circumcision of the heart. We have a choice to make every day whether we will obey that which was the old nature, the old corrupted nature, or the new nature in Christ Jesus. We need to live out of our new identity. And when we do that, we live in life and peace. And we're not in condemnation and fear, shame, or guilt. But we have joy unspeakable and full of glory in the Holy Spirit. Because we are believing the report that God gave us about His Son. That Jesus Christ has gone to the cross on our behalf and paid the price for our sins. Hallelujah. Rose again on the third day for our justification. Has sent His Holy Spirit into the hearts of those who repented towards God. Amen. And put their faith in Jesus Christ. And those who repented towards God and put their faith in Jesus receive the Spirit of His Son into them. Amen. Into their hearts. Crying out, Father, Abba Father, dearest Daddy. Amen. We become sons of God. John 1:12, to as many as received Him, to them He gave the authority to become the sons of God. So God draws this line between them and the Egyptians. He protected them from the plagues that He sent upon Egypt. Notice that it was in the same general location. All these things were happening, but they were supernaturally protected from the plagues that came upon Egypt. God provided a way of deliverance for them. On Passover, remember, for the Paschal Lamb, that He delivered him out by the blood of the Lamb. And when the death angel saw the blood, he passed over, and they were brought out of that place. Hallelujah. And by eating the meat of that lamb, I want you to hear this, they were strengthened for their journey. Just like God has told us today that we must eat and drink of Him. Amen? So that we will have strength for the journey. We are passing through. We are on a pilgrimage. Amen? We are going somewhere. We are not to settle in this world. We are not to love this world or the things of this world, because the things of this world are passing away. Amen? The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, amen, the pride of life, these things are passing away. We are pilgrim people. We have been set apart for God's purposes. Hallelujah. And that is to reveal Jesus Christ to the world. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And at the Red Sea, God delivered His people. And He buried their enemies there at the Red Sea. There was a mizpah bath. Remember we talked about that? And there was a baptism. They went down into the sea. It tells us in 1 Corinthians 10. They were baptized into Moses where? In the cloud, Holy Ghost, and in the sea. In the cloud and in the sea. Water baptism, spirit baptism. And so this water, the witness of water, what did it do? It bore witness to these people had made the transition out of that place of bondage. They could never go back. The sea closed behind them and cut off their enemies. However, there were some who desired to go back to that place. And those are the ones whose bodies were scattered in the wilderness due to unbelief. So we see they could not enter into the land because of unbelief. Here we're reading about those who were overcomers. They had overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives unto the death, but they were faithful to the Lamb. And wherever He went, they followed. Amen?
Amen.
And so God had prepared a place for them. And they were with Him, and there's great celebration because they were saying, Hallelujah, we have overcome the Antichrist. Amen?
Amen?
We were not taken in. We were not trapped. We were not ensnared by the world and by the system that is in rebellion to God. We have come out by the blood of the Lamb. We had been sanctified in our hearts. Amen? We were born of the Spirit of life of Christ from above and brought into His kingdom. Hallelujah. And so we have something to rejoice about today, because today we are actually in that place of freedom. We are to walk in freedom from sin. Sin shall not have dominion over you. You're not under the law. You're now under God's grace. It shall no longer dominate you. If you trust in yourself to overcome sin, it will dominate you. If you trust in God who gives grace, you will overcome.
Yes.
Amen? For it is by grace that you're saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ alone. Hallelujah. He is the only way. So, listen. Can you imagine two 2.5 million people on the other side of this sea, you know, they sang Moses' song, this song of deliverance. The women took up Miriam and the women took up timbrels and they went out to dance and to celebrate and to rejoice. Amen. I mean, there was some shouting going on in the camp. They were happy campers, man. They had come through. The enemies were cut off. They had a reason to rejoice. The same thing is happening here. That was typifying the redeemed, amen, throughout the ages at the end of time who would be gleaned from the earth and brought into God's camp in heaven, amen? Brought into His holy sanctuary. And we shall forever be with the Lord. And we have a reason to rejoice because Jesus Christ shed His blood for us. And He's provided a way of escape. For God has not appointed you and I to suffer His wrath. Amen? These are rejoicing because they overcame the Antichrist. How many would agree with me today that the spirit of Antichrist is very busy?
Yes.
Satan is very busy. Amen? Bringing the world under bondage to a world dictatorship, a world monetary system, a world religion where all the religions just hold hand and go together. Amen? But Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. He made that claim, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, isn't He? He is the only way to life. Why? Because it's only through the blood of Christ where we have redemption. There is salvation in no other, for there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. It is only through Jesus that we have eternal life. We do not trust in religion. We do not put our trust in prophets or men. We put our trust in the living God who has promised eternal life to those who believe. And when you believe, you will see the evidence of your faith. You don't see first and then believe. You first believe and then you see. In other words, you need to believe what God said. It doesn't matter whether it lines up with your reason or not. You got to get beyond your reason. God's bigger than our reason. If you've walked any time with the Lord, you realize He's much bigger than your reason. Just when you think you got God figured out, you've studied all and read all the books and listened to all the tapes. Amen. You're saying, man, I'm just touching the surface. Amen. You can spend an entire lifetime gleaning knowledge, and still just touch the surface. Because God is so far beyond us. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And if you've got anything, rejoice and give God the glory for it because it's from Him you got it anyways.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. If you've got a revelation, give God the glory for that revelation. So they rejoiced and they sang the song of Moses. Well, let's take a look at that in Exodus chapter 15. I want to read this. Chapter 15 of Exodus. We begin with verse 1, Genesis, Exodus. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. Notice they didn't say, we have triumphed. They said, He has. The horse and its rider He has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God and I will praise Him. My Father's God and I will exalt Him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army He has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of Your excellence, You have overcome those who rose against You. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand. The earth swallowed them. You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. The people will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom will be dismayed, the mighty men of Moab. Trembling will take hold of them, and the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and dread will fail on them by the greatness of your arm. You see, it is God who brings the victory. What we need to say today is no matter what it is that you're facing, with God we shall gain the victory. Amen? With God all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ. With God we have the victory. Already it is finished. We walk in the finished work of Christ by faith in what Jesus has already accomplished. You saw what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and I brought you unto myself. They've been cut off. Hallelujah. Don't listen to them anymore. Don't give them the time of day. Deny, amen, the sin nature. Deny that part of you. Put it to death every day. And live in the new life that Jesus purchased for you on the cross. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance. In verse 17, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh went with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And then Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the timbrel in her hand. And all the women, here go the ladies. Hallelujah. Warriors, mighty in God. They went out after her with timbrels. And with dances. Ah!
Hallelujah.
Why do we dance today? We're celebrating!
Yes.
Celebrating what? Our deliverance!
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And Miriam answered them, sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider He has thrown into the sea. So when life begins to pile up on you and it looks so big and so impossible, start rejoicing in the Lord your God. Start declaring the fact that Jesus Christ has already overcome. Amen? Your circumstance, your situation. Hey, it's only but for a moment. Our troubles are only for a moment. This life is only for a moment. And yes, weeping may endure for the night, but joy always comes. It always comes. It always comes. Joy always comes. You might be in a long night season, but joy is on its way. Declare the promises of God.
Yes.
Hold on to what God has promised.
Yes.
You are an overcomer.
Yes.
Because you have an overcomer on the inside of you.
Yes.
And because greater is He that's in us than He that's in the world.
Amen.
They're celebrating. They're rejoicing. And this is the song that's going on, folks. This is what's happening in heaven. That was a type or a shadow of the reality, amen, which is in heaven, where the redeemed throughout the ages, hallelujah, are around the throne of God rejoicing, hallelujah. For the Lord has triumphed mightily. Worthy is the Lamb to receive glory and honor and blessing and praise. Why? Because it all comes from Him. And we can only give back what we've received. Wow. Not only were they thankful for what God had done, taken them out of Egypt, but they are also confident, and especially in that moment, that God was going to lead them safely to the promised land. You know, I don't know why. Because they saw God's mighty arm. They saw God's hand outstretched for them. They saw the power of God, and they knew that God could do anything. God did the impossible for them. And their faith was at a very high level. And so they rejoiced. And they realized that it's not by power or might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. They were not depending upon their own strength. The enemy's continually trying to get us to shift away from our relationship, our walk with Jesus. So that we begin to trust in our own strength. He's constantly trying to lure us out of fellowship, out of prayer, lure us out of church, lure us away from God's people, so that we'll begin to shift away from His strength and begin to depend on our strength. And the more that we depend on our strength, the more defeated we get. Until the day comes where we repent, because we wake up and say, listen, why am I living like this? I don't have to. You don't have to live in defeat. It doesn't mean that you don't go through hard times, but even in the midst of hard times, amen?
Amen.
You can have victory in Jesus. You can have peace with God. You can have joy in the Holy Spirit. Because all that you need is freely given. Received simply by believing the report and coming to God by faith.
Amen.
Now faith is the substance. Oh, not tomorrow, that's hope. Now faith is the substance. You have access now to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We love you. We praise you. Hallelujah. What are we looking at here, folks? We're looking at a picture of the redeemed of the Lord. Amen? These are His called out ones. This is the church. His chosen ones, His anointed ones. And they're standing now, not on the banks of the Red Sea, but they're standing on the heavenly banks. Amen? In God's promised land, the home that He prepared for them. And we need to rejoice because God reigns over every circumstance in your life.
Amen.
God reigns over everything. And you and I have a direct line, direct access to the throne. Whatever we need, God's got it. God wants to give it to you. But we've got to believe that He wants to give it to us. Don't listen to that evil report. Don't listen to that devil that tells you that God's against you. That God is not going to take care of you. Well, you've been praying this long and nothing's happened. You're just wasting your time. Don't give up on the brink of a miracle. There's times when we've been in worship. And I know when we get to heaven, we're going to see all of this. And God was getting ready to do something. And we go up and we look at the clock and say, well, we got 2 more minutes. We got to wrap this thing up. And God was going to rend the heavens and come down in glory, and people were going to get healed, and there was going to be a mighty deliverance. And all of a sudden, we just like, we cut it off. The Bible says not to quench the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
That means to cut the flow off. And so many are cutting the flow off. They've got a cap on things. Amen? God teach us how to walk in the Spirit. God teach me. I pray all the time, Lord, teach me how to walk in the Spirit. Teach me how to walk closely with You and not be controlled by what others may think even, or what others' opinion might be, when they're looking at me and say, okay, aren't we supposed to do this now? It's time for the offering, isn't it? It's time for the liturgy. And you know what? God may just say, I want you to get up and I want you to preach a message. Amen? And not even sing a line. See, we can get so traditional even in Pentecostal circles that for some of it, I'd be like, hey, what's up with that, man? There was no music. I don't ever expect that to happen, but it could. How many know that we just need to be flexible? We need to be a pliable wineskin. We don't want to be a dried up, old, dusty, right, hardened wineskin that cannot receive new wine because we're stuck in our tradition and our way of doing things. And why do we do it that way? Because that's just the way we do it here. Where's God in that? We said, God, you've got this much time. We've got to be out. You got to be out by the bell. Now, I know that God can do a whole lot in 5 minutes if all you got is 5 minutes. Are you with me?
Yes. Yes.
And we don't have to have long services just for long services' sake. There are some who they've gone way beyond the anointing of what God was going to do in that time. And people are like, they're just dying on the vine by then. I know at least once before I've gone beyond the anointing when I preached.
Just once.
We serve the Almighty God.
Amen. Praise God.
You want to know something, folks? All the nations are going to see God's hand upon you someday. God has been preparing a bride. He's been preparing a church without spot or blemish. He's getting a people ready. And that bride is going to be gorgeous. She's going to be beautiful. Amen? Are you with me? Spiritually, morally, amen, we're going to be just pure. We washed in the blood of the Lamb. And He's going to just march us right out in a procession. Hallelujah. The church of Jesus Christ in full array. Amen? In full beauty. Ready for the King. Hallelujah. He's gone away to prepare a place for us. He's coming back for His bride. He's coming back for His people. Let's not be prostituting ourselves with the world. Let's be busy for our Master's business. Amen?
Yes.
Let's stay focused. Let's stay out of the garbage. Amen? And shut in with Jesus. Finding out, knowing what the will of God is that concerns us so that we are not wasting the opportunities we've been given in this world. To bear fruit, to be made beautiful for Jesus. God is the one who will do it, but we've got to cooperate with Him in it. In John 14, the Lord said this, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to Myself. And where I am, there you may be also." Do you hear Jesus saying that? Where I am, you get to be there too. I'm going to paradise. And you get to be in paradise with Me. Because you're My bride and because I love you. And I prepared a place. I went back to Papa's house. And I'm making it beautiful for you. That was the bridegroom's job, you know, is to leave the bride, possibly a year or two, and then go back and make ready a home where they will live. And then He says, and if I go away, I will come again. It may be at midnight, it may be at noon, but He's coming soon. Oh, what a glorious day that will be. Jesus is coming again. Are you ready to meet Jesus? Look up. Be ready, for your redemption's draw nigh. Let us run with endurance the race set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Amen. The author and finisher of our faith. The New Living Translation puts it this way. Don't be troubled. You trust in God, now trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's home, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. If this were not so, I would tell you plainly. When everything is ready, I will come and get you. What is he doing? He's getting everything ready. When everything is ready, he said, I will come and get you. Folks, I believe that things are very close. Yes. Amen? That time is very close. Things are almost ready. The Lord has been very patiently waiting for the fruit of the earth, the harvest of people to come to Jesus that they might receive eternal life, that they might be part of His people. Amen? But that time, I believe, is very soon. He says, when everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. Hallelujah. We have been redeemed. We have been set free by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Yes.
You know what? Listen, it doesn't say that we might be set free. We are free. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. And don't be entangled again in a yoke of bondage. Don't shift back under legalism, under law, under self-effort, under works. Stay in connection. Worship God. Seek God. Walk with God. And you will have life and peace in the Spirit. And you won't walk in shame because you will be clothed with Him. Isn't it true? When you backslide, you start to feel like, man, I don't even know if I want to go to church today, man. They're going to see me. But when you're clothed in Jesus, man, you just,
amen.
You know, you got your armor on, man. You're just armored up. He gives you supernatural confidence. Ephesians 6 says, be strong in the Lord, right? Put on the full armor of God. And we'll be beautiful because we're clothed in Him. He's our clothing. Just like Adam. Amen? In the beginning. Hallelujah. Until sin entered and then he lost that. Now, we pray that we might be clothed upon by the glory of God. Hallelujah. And have confidence. So, if you're redeemed tonight, you have a reason to rejoice. And don't dwell on your problems. Don't dwell on your circumstances. God is much bigger than anything you're facing. He's much bigger than your financial troubles. Amen. He's much bigger than your neighbor. He's much bigger than the government. He's much bigger than anything. Amen. He's much bigger than your health problems. God is greater than anything. We rejoice instead. You and I have the authority, the power, to determine what mood we're going to be in today. Ask this woman who's walked with the Lord many years. That's why she's agreeing with me. She's discovered that. She's discovered that there is a resource in the Lord.
Amen.
It doesn't mean that you go through times of sorrow, right? We all have those moments. But you're not going to be defeated. Because you know who you are in God. And you know who He is. And you know He's with you. And He's for you. So, I can preach all night and I'm going to stop before the anointing leaves me here. So, Lord, we love You.